Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about the genetic analysis of UCB1 seedling rootstocks in both experimental and commercial pistachio orchards. So pistachios are mostly grown in Iran and in the United States. Over 90% of production is located in California, mostly in Central Valley, just because of the hot and dry climate. And typically pistachia vera cultivars are grafted on a rootstock, and UCB1 is a mostly used rootstock in the U.S. It is produced from a specific trees. It is a cross of Pistacia atlantica female and Pistacia integrima male that has been selected by Dr. Lee Ashworth for verticillium resistance. However, unfortunately, growers have been observed some variation in the commercial orchards, and stunted trees, they usually have a smaller trunk caliper, different branching, more gray-green canopy color, and this causes a serious economical problem because of lower nut yield and nut quality. That's why in early 2013, Foundation Plant Services decided to plant 960 UCB1 seedlings to start a study to see how they grow, how they develop. And since 2013, we have been phenotyped this population every single year during winter time. So we took measurements of many traits, like branching, suckering, pruning, also a canopy volume. However, today I'm just going to talk about tree height and trunk caliper. Tree height was measured based on the longest branch, and trunk caliper was measured 30 centimeters above the ground. And we can see here the data of tree height. So during first year, we can see that the growth was pretty uniform, as it is shown by the bell curve. And as trees aged, we could observe more variation. And this is confirmed by a correlation, very weak correlation between first and fifth year. And we can see way stronger correlation between fourth and fifth year, but this is a problem because the growers, they do a selection during first year, and we see that the data from the first year, they don't match with the data from the fifth year. And here we can see a growth rate of trees during years. So the trees, they grew faster during first 2 years, and then they slow down. And during fifth year was a higher growth rate, probably due to weather conditions, because it was raining quite a lot and it was recorded a high number of chilling hours. We can see the same bell curve for the first year of trunk caliper data. However, if we compare trunk caliper and height data, we could observe way more variation in trunk caliper. And the same, very weak correlation between first and fifth year of data and a strong correlation between fourth and fifth year. A bit different growth rate for trunk caliper. They didn't grow as much as tree height during first two years. They grew slower, and then they grew faster during third year, slow down, and again during fifth year, again, I think because of the weather conditions, there was a high growth rate. We did also some genetic study. So we sequenced DNA of this population of 960 seedlings. We did GBS libraries and sequence, and here we can see results. So every color represents a different scaffold, and each scaffold is about a chromosome size. So we can see those three peaks. Those are three loci that they control a size of rootstock caliper in non-grafted UCB1 trees. So the first part of my presentation was about non-grafted UCB1 seedlings. Now I'm going to talk about grafted ones. We've been collaborating for a few years with the growers in Central Valley, so we could enter orchards where variation occurred. And here is a good example of commercial orchard in Coachella, where within one block we could see very small trees and very big trees, and also different size of average trees. In this case, Kerman was grafted on the top. And so we conducted research in four different commercial orchards for different locations: Coachella, Corcoran, Kalinga, and Merced. And we took measurements of scion and caliper and correlated. So we can see pretty high correlation between scion and rootstock. And as we know, rootstock controls the growth of scion. So it is important to have a uniform rootstock in one orchard. Here we can see a rootstock caliper data. So this is very interesting because we can see a bimodal size of distribution that shows fewer average size trees that we would expect. That's why there is such a high variation. And this bimodal size of distribution we could see in every single orchard. And in total, we measured 1,000 trees. So we did the same study on grafted trees. I collected plant material. I collected bark because we are conducting study on rootstocks, and I extracted DNA from the bark and again did GBS libraries. However, in this case, results show that just two loci are responsible for controlling the size of rootstock caliper on grafted trees. Additionally, we sequenced the whole genome of both parents of UCB1, Pistacia integerrima and Pistacia atlantica, and the black bar shows the predicted size of genome, and here we can see the size of our assembly. So for Pistacia integerrima, we have 15 scaffolds, for Atlantica 19 scaffolds, and around 8.5% of the gap. I would like to make some conclusions based on my presentation. So as I said, height and trunk caliper in early years is a poor predictor of the later years. The growth increments during fourth and fifth year were highly correlated. Tree growth rates are uneven, and more than 90% of the genomes of parents have been assembled. Every scaffold was about chromosome length. Commercial orchards exhibit bimodal size of distribution in trunk caliper. Loci on free linkage groups are associated with growth on non-grafted trees. However, loci on only two of these linkage groups are associated with growth on commercial grafted trees. And our project is funded by California Pistachio Research Board. And thank you very much for your attention, and I'm happy to answer to any question. And then I have just two. I have a hypothesis. I don't know if it's true, though. I think that trees are grafted during first year, right? So I think some of genes are not expressed. That's why there is maybe just two loci. But I'm not sure. Yeah.
Those were seedling trees.
They were all seedlings. I don't work with clonal seedling, with clonal UCB1 yet.
Even in the established orchard?
Yes, they were all seedlings, yeah.
With that, then you expect a lot of variability anyway, no? In the seedlings, as you know,
That's the problem, because growers, they want to have uniform orchard with all small or average or big trees. They don't want to have this variability. That's why we are trying to find a solution. Yeah. This is kind of expected, because this is a cross between two different species, the variability.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. That's why I was wondering the changes in diameter.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Yes, it's controlled. It's pollinated in a tunnel, so it's a controlled pollination. Yes. Yes.
I have a question. Wouldn't you, through tissue culture, propagate your seedlings and having four identical identification of each seedling in four locations?
So this is a separate project. John Priest is already working on that. I'm not working on tissue culture. So, yeah, this is an ongoing project. It just started a few months ago. Yeah. Yeah, did I find some genes in Pistacia integrarima? This is the question.
Yeah, that was similar to the UCD1 hybrid, as far as governing height.
I see. We are still analyzing. So these are the first data that has been analyzed by William Palmer, which is a bioinformatician. So he didn't analyze. We have a lot of traits to analyze, but this we will do it in the future. So we have first this sequence. Responsible for trunk caliper size, and the next step would be to design molecular markers probably.
Okay.